Now, there's been a lot of news about election security since the last presidential election, from conflicting reports about attempted Russian hacking into state websites and the state's voter registration system to recent news that an unknown number of Milwaukee voters and some others around the state may have been kicked off the voter rolls incorrectly. With our next statewide election set for tomorrow, we wanted to hear from the people overseeing the election in their towns and counties. Barbara Gechner is the president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. She talked to some clerks around the state about how they're feeling pre-election day. Barbara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when you've talked to clerks around the state, what are members of your organization saying about the security of our local voting systems?
We all have a great deal of confidence in our voting systems. Our voting equipment is top-notch in Wisconsin. We've done very well with proving out, especially with the presidential recount, how well our equipment runs and functions. And I have, and other clerks do not have any concerns whatsoever about the security of our equipment.
Now, we've heard at the statewide level and at the national level these concerns about Russian interference and trying to get into states' election systems, and the story bounced around a lot. It turns out that the state's election systems were never gotten into by anyone. Is there worry about what's happening outside of the country, beyond the borders, where local clerks may not have a lot of influence?
I don't believe so. Again, we have full confidence in the Wisconsin Election Commission, its associated agencies, and the staff to maintain our election systems and the information in the safest and most secure manner. The fact that they did not get in and were not able to hack into the system speaks for how well the system is taken care of, and I believe that the state has taken every precaution to make sure that that does not happen. We at the local level, of course, have our own information systems in place as far as firewalls and security and such, and I don't have any concerns in that manner either. I believe that with everything the WEC does for us and makes sure that all the securities are in place, that we won't have any issues whatsoever.
And then on another issue, a couple of clerks and the mayor of Milwaukee actually raised concerns about people being removed from voter rolls by the statewide ERIC system. Have you heard worries about that from clerks around the state?
I have not. I talked to a number of different clerks just in the past few days, and from smaller communities to medium to large communities, and while some of them may have some very large supplemental lists, the state prepared the supplemental poll list for those who were removed through the ERIC postcard system. So we have that to go to at the elections tomorrow. In case somebody says they were removed, they don't know why, they'll still be able to vote and sign up through that process. In my experience, we send out the postcards every time, or the state sends them out for us every time somebody registers, and if those come back to us as clerks, we try to follow up right away and make sure if there's any issue whatsoever and get that taken care of. And even when people do vote and register on election day, there's sometimes follow-up letters that are required to go out because information might be missing. And in my experience, we either don't get those ERIC postcards back to us or the other postcards, and we also don't get responses sometimes for those follow-up letters. And when people will come to the polls and say, well, I just registered at the last election, or I voted in the last election, in my experience, at times their last election to them was the last presidential, which occurs once every 4 years. And or people sometimes get confused as to which location they voted at. They may have registered in a location that was not accurate, and then they would get inactivated at the local level at the clerk's office. And again, a follow-up letter would be sent to them. So I don't really have any concerns, and the clerks that I spoke with don't have any extenuating concerns. I do know that there are some county clerks and others who have expressed concerns about the process and needing to find out maybe why some of these occurred. I will say there was one small community that I spoke with earlier, and they did say on their list of about 40 people, they had two people on there that had not moved or changed and so should not have been on that supplemental list, and they're still working to figure out what happened there. One of those cases was someone who lived in an apartment building, and we do experience here and there, especially the bigger the municipality and the more transient locations they have within their municipality. People who live in apartment buildings may just move to another apartment and they don't think they need to register. However, they do need to re-register because their location and address has changed.
You mentioned that supplemental voting option that will be at all polling sites. If someone is voting tomorrow and they do that, what are they going to have to do?
They're just, the supplemental poll list is just like the regular poll list, although it is says basically that, you know, they were removed from the list. They just sign it like they would the regular poll list. They sign in so that they can just go ahead and vote that same day. So they won't have any problems if they're on that supplemental list, if for whatever reason they were removed from the regular list. They'll just be able to sign in and vote.
For people thinking of voting tomorrow, especially people who've maybe moved in the last year or two, say, or haven't voted in a while, can you give them some homework to make sure their voting goes as smoothly as possible tomorrow?
Well, be sure they have their proper photo ID with them, nothing that is expired. And it never hurts, you know, if your photo ID is also has your current address, you should be all set. If for any reason whatsoever you do need to register where you're at, you want to be sure that you have the proper proof of residence. If you don't have the current address on your driver's license or other thing, you need to bring a utility bill or bank statement or something of the such so that you can register right on the spot without any problem. We do hate to see anybody have to go home and get additional information to come back for that. But if you have your proper photo ID, you should be all set.
Well, Barbara, thanks for joining us. I'm sure it's a busy day for you tomorrow. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Barbara Gechner, the president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association. Erin Grunze joins us now. She's the executive director of the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. She's with us to recap what's been going on in Wisconsin election news since the 2016 presidential election. Erin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, with Election Day tomorrow, what are you and the League of Women Voters watching for?
So tomorrow we will be once again having our observers in the polls. For many of the larger turnout elections, we put observers in the polls to watch for some of the things that that was just described by the last guest in terms of the supplemental list and how easy it is for people to receive their ballot if they need to do same-day voter registration. And then if they are unable to vote, are they being helped and told what they need to do in order so they could still possibly vote that day or be prepared for the next election? So we've been preparing that program. We have about 100 volunteers who will be in about 150, 170 municipality locations, including rural, suburban, and urban polling sites, and we compile a report from the observers' notes that they take.
I want to dig into that supplemental list and worries about this system, Eric, the interstate system Wisconsin uses to maintain accurate voter rolls. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett talking to us last week after reports that the system had incorrectly kicked some Milwaukeeans off of voter rolls.
I am claiming it's not ready for prime time, that until the state can satisfy us that people are not going to be denied the right to vote, I'm saying, well, let's delay implementation of that for this year, and let's make sure we get it done right.
So is this system ready for prime time, in your view, Erin?
Well, there were some problems. That's undeniable. We would have liked the Wisconsin Election Commission to have just put everybody back on and had one list to look at instead of a supplemental list. We feel that this is a temporary fix and that we would like to see a long-term solution be put into place. I think that the system needs the rollout is done, but it needs some better management so that these errors aren't happening. We've been trying to spread the word, though we're just, you know, one organization and some of our partners as well, that people should be trying to look up their status before they go to the polls to make sure they didn't have any problems. But that supplemental list, we'll be watching to see how that's implemented and how that goes. We imagine this problem to increase as the voter turnout increases throughout this year.
Erin Grunzi is with us from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions or concerns about how we vote in Wisconsin on the eve of a statewide election? Are you worried about the security of voting after news of Russian hacking attempts in the United States, targeting not apparently voter rolls here in the state, but other state websites? Did you have to re-register on voting day last month? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Erin Grunzi, Executive Director of the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. She's with us to review some of the latest in election news, election security, and voting issues in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about voting, how we do it in the state, voting security, making sure your vote is accepted and counted? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Erin, wanted to ask you about election security. We heard from the Municipal Clerks organization that they feel pretty secure about efforts to tamper with any part of the state's election system. Do you think the state's done enough when it comes to voter security?
Well, I think there's always more to be done, and my understanding is that we were just granted some federal election security funding for the state to put towards election security, so that's good. There's always machines that can be updated and better watch of our system. I think the fact that we have a decentralized system bodes well for Wisconsin. I think it's hard to really be disruptive to the entire state because of this decentralized system. I also think that the fact that we have paper ballots bodes well for Wisconsin as well. There's always that paper trail that we can go back to review the election results.
And I wanted to ask, a big story in elections is a change in the leadership of the state's Elections Commission. Mike Haas, the commission's previous administrator, announced his resignation. The Senate had unconfirmed him, basically. Can you talk about that issue and how it could affect elections in the state?
Sure. So I think it's very disappointing that Michael Haas had to leave his role. He was an excellent public servant. He was very welcoming of the league's comments and communicated with us very well. Even in times when we were critical, we sued them over the implementation of the photo ID law, and we still maintained a very professional and workable relationship. I think he was unfairly targeted. He was removed from his position for non-performance reasons, and I think overall it'll be a loss for Wisconsin. That said, Megan Wolf will now step into that position as lead administrator. She has worked for the commission for a number of years, and I think that she'll do a very good job. Her supporting staff is also very well-versed in all of their roles. So I have confidence that they will continue operating as they have. They unfortunately are also understaffed, and that's been something that we have been fighting for them as well, is that they should be fully staffed so that they can attend to these issues to safeguard our elections and keep the security elements in good working order.
We heard from Willem and Colfax, who just wants to clarify, and this has been a confusing issue over the years, what kinds of IDs can voters use at the polls?
Yeah, so this is confusing. At the polls, most voters will have a state license or ID that they can use. And then there are a handful of other IDs that people can use, such as a veteran's ID card, a passport also works. There is if they're a university or college student or tech student, they can use their student ID, but it has to be one that meets all the requirements, and they should check with their university on if theirs does or if they need to obtain a second ID. They also need proof of enrollment if they're a student. things like a driver's license receipt also works. So if you've been issued that in the last week and you haven't yet received your state license, you can use your receipt to vote. Also a tribal ID card, a certificate of naturalization. Those are the types of IDs that will work at the polls to prove your identity.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Aaron, what is your biggest concern when it comes to voting access here in Wisconsin?
Voting access, I guess our biggest concern at the league is that the access is equal. When access isn't equal, then, you know, to things like photo IDs or the types of documents needed to prove residency, when those things aren't equal, then access to the ballot isn't equal. And I think that's our biggest concern, is that we help everybody that we can to obtain those things. But we also, you know, want to point out to the lawmakers that these laws aren't maybe doing what you thought they would, and they're preventing people who would otherwise be able to vote from not voting. And it's disproportionately affecting students, lower-income individuals, seniors, and we hear this each and every election. And so that's I think, the biggest issue with access, is when the access to the items that are needed to vote aren't equal, then access to the ballot isn't equal.
Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Aaron Grunze. She's the executive director of the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. She was with us to talk about election security and voting issues before the state goes to the polls tomorrow.